regular gum is boring, but Icebreaker's ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreaker's gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreaker's ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
What's up, dude? It's Chris D'Elia for Congratulations, episode 145. I got my incel right here, Butters, with me, sitting on my lap, and he's looking cute as shit. Look at him, dude. We both got graphics on our, I got it on my shirt, and he's got it on his bandana here. He's a stud, dude. Butters is an incel. I know you don't get to see him so much, but Butters is an incel, and he's chilling, and we love him though. And he's got a fat belly. You can hear it right there. And he's got bad breath, but he's an incel. So a lot of incels probably have really bad breath. Anyway, let's look at some of the shit. What do you think, Butters? We got November 1st at Foxwoods, Bethlehem. Pennsylvania, November 2nd, Sirilegious Bethlehem. Then we're playing Jerusalem, just kidding. Rochester, New York, November 3rd, Royal Oak, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. Got a few of these, New Buffalo, Michigan, Minneapolis. I'm shooting my Netflix special. Tampa, Florida, Melbourne, Florida, Hollywood, Florida, El Paso, Texas, and Houston, Texas coming up. We got two shows in there at the Renovation Music Center. We're going to be there. We've got an early and a late show, so grab your tickets while you still can. There's only a few left on the late show. And we've got Peoria, Illinois. For some reason, we're going over to Peoria, Illinois at the Peoria Civic Center. They weren't even creative enough to make a name for their Civic Center and just call it the city because it's Peoria. And then we got Chicago, Illinois, December 31st. And Chicago, Illinois Don't we have a Chicago, Illinois on December 30th, too? But it's not on here. One fire. So anyway, that's what's up. And, dude, how was your fucking Halloween? How was your Halloween? Did you see some hooks? Did you see extra skin? Did you see that? Because Halloween, we don't like. We don't like Halloween here at the Congratulations Studios. Dude, be you always. Don't dress as someone else. You know what the most annoying thing is? When people say, that's it, Halloween's over. Fucking Gabrielle Union won Halloween with her outfit. Nobody wins Halloween. I don't like when anytime someone makes anything a competition. I'm so not like that. If you want to compete, you won. Cool. See you later. I'll just be chilling. I'll just be chilling with my Ice Americano and my incel Butters. Wow, fucking check out this girl who dressed as Billie Eilish. She won Halloween. All right, cool. What'd she win? Nothing? She wasted a bunch of time doing makeup and all that shit? I was going to go to my gym. I couldn't even make it on Halloween because I was busy. But also, there was, what do you call it? Everyone's going to be fucking dressed up. Like all the trainers and shit. You hear Butters? Butters, do you have something you want to say? Say something. He's sniffing. Animal abuse. You didn't win. Let's see who won Halloween. Let's just look up on Twitter who won Halloween. This shit is... What was I thinking? I was thinking about how you winning Halloween is like, what do you call it? When people say... What the fuck is this, dude? Win Halloween. Halloween. How come my Twitter isn't signed in? Look at this. Ciara, is it Ciara and Russell Wilson's Beyonce and Jay-Z costumes win Halloween? Win Halloween canceled. All right, dude. Dude, that's so annoying. That's like when people, the whole win, I don't like when people get these, look, make up your own coin terms, dude. Did they just dressed up like the fucking people? That's not winning, that's a losing. You did all that shit? Mario Lopez's kids win Halloween with Saved by the Bell. The Johnsons win Halloween. Look at all these people who won Halloween. How could everybody win Halloween? These are the classic top 10 Halloween costumes. Ghostbusters, women's Ghostbusters. This is according to Savant Mag. Where's Waldo? Of course. What is Ruby's women's? Despicable Me, yeah. Star Wars, okay. Wonder Woman, okay. Suicide Squad. Oh, man, there's so many people that were for Harley Quinn. I mean, Deadpool, you know. Nobody did Deadpool. Harambe. What year is this from? Fucking Harambe. Number one is Harambe. Number one is Horsehead Mask. Last minute fucking thing. Anyway, I'm putting Butters down. He's fat as shit. I'm putting him down. See ya, Butters. Yay! Everyone almost died in L.A. last week, too, because of the fires. Dude, it's amazing how many fires there just are going to be forever, man. When I was growing up, there weren't many fires. Now, so many fires. Is it global warming? I don't know what it is. Am I a scientist? No, I'm not a scientist. But what I do know is, sometimes when I breathe in, there's ashes. Dude, I was running, doing sprints the other day. That's how I keep it real tight in my fucking midsection. Do you know what I mean? That's how I keep the fucking double black diamond ski slopes on my fucking, in my midsection here. That's how if anyone wants to fucking advanced ski, just start at my nipples and go down to the groin area. You're going to have a tough time skiing like that. Keep your knees fucking buckling though. You know what I mean? Don't straighten them out. You'll fucking, you know, that means nothing. So, what was I saying about the fires? Oh yeah. So I was doing sprints. And I do it outside my house because it's an incline. And I was doing it with my buddy, one of my openers, Mark. And it was so hard for some reason. We couldn't breathe. And then we were like, what's going on? And he was like, oh, what's going on? How come I couldn't breathe? You know, because he's Irish. And then later on, he texted me, oh, everything's on fire, fucker. And I was like, what do you mean? Why fucker? And he was like, that's why we couldn't breathe. I was like, oh, yeah. I had so much ash in me. I should have become a superhero. How fucking lazy are some of the superheroes, though? It was like Spider-Man, dude. That's so lazy that he got bit by a radioactive spider. All right, bro. Come on, man. This wouldn't happen. I know none of it would happen. But like at least a little bit try harder, you know? This shit is so fucking 40s. He bit by a spider. That's why. It was a radioactive spider. And then he turned into Spider-Man. Now he can sling webs out of his wrists. And he has spidey sense. Or like fucking... That should be my... I breathed in a bunch of fucking ash and now I'm just... Now I'm fire breathing dragon. I'm fucking whatever Brian counts as his man dragon. So, yeah, the fires were fucking crazy, man. A lot of my friends had to evacuate. I feel really badly, man. My heart goes out to them. And also fucking the firemen, dude, that are just... Imagine being a fireman. Like, for real, imagine going into fire and putting it out. That's so unbelievable. How about when people say, those are the real superheroes? I don't know about this whole like anything, like people love to blow shit out of proportion. Like, dude, what those people are doing, firemen, are the utmost heroic shit. But being a hero, I've always thought this, being a hero is like amazing, you know? Like if you save somebody from a fucking blazing car wreck or they're about to fall into a volcano and you catch their hand and they're like, don't let go. And you're like, I won't. And then you pull them out as the volcano is exploding and then you just tumble down the volcano and then you to safety, you know? If you're a fucking hero, you're a hero. And that's the best. And when you're a hero, that's the top. When somebody says, yeah, those are the real superheroes, that's a superhero. No, it diminishes it to me. I like hero being the top shit, okay? Don't say superhero because then you're diminishing it. This is how I've always felt. And of course, it doesn't matter at all, just like everything in the fucking Congratulations podcast. But we talk about the real hard-hitting issues if you know deep. If there's a fucking world under the world, and that's what we're exposing here at Congratulations, okay? When you say you're a superhero, you're diminishing the fucking heroes. Being a hero is the shit. It's like, what was I just thinking? And I lost it because I need to drink Ginkgo Biloba. The fuck was it? What the fuck was it? It was, when people say, like, here's another one. Here's another example that I don't like. When somebody says, a killer is a monster. It drives me nuts. It's not a monster. That puts people with real mental issues at arm's length. And it makes us think that it's not a human when it is a human, dude. And it's a human with real fucking mental issues. And when they say Ted Bundy was a monster, that makes it so it's harder for us to figure out why it happens to somebody. When, if we figure out why it happens to somebody, we could stop fucking people from murdering people and eating them. If you want people to stop eating people, stop calling them monsters. Step one. Call them a person with a mental issue. Anyway, there were a bunch of fires, and I didn't become a fucking superhero, even though it would have been nice, man. I remember when I was a kid, I used to wish some shit like that would happen to me. I used to just wish some shit like that would happen to me. Like, maybe if I fucking, maybe if some, you know, squirrel bit me, it would just be easier for me to climb trees, you know? I remember thinking in my dumb kid brain that maybe that could happen. I remember one time, I think I told this on the podcast before, but like I had high C. You remember that grape high C? It spilled all over my face, and I thought it was purple on my face, and I thought it looked badass, and I thought that the chicks would have noticed it, and I looked like a punk rocker. And then they were like, and then nobody was saying I look like a punk rocker though. And I was like, but it's purple on my face. I had grape IC. And I was like, maybe it's not purple enough. And I left it on my face. I didn't wipe it off. And it was getting really sticky. And I was like, it's make or break, dude. Nobody said anything. I'm just going to ask them. And I asked one chick, I think her name was Erin, but I was like, hey, Erin, is it purple on my face at all? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh. And I just wiped it off. I had to get a fucking wet towel on it and wipe it off because it was so sticky. I kept high C on my face for like fucking 20 minutes as a 7-year-old. What a moron, you know? Oh, what a fucking moron. Anyway, dude. Remember nap time in kindergarten? Remember fucking nap time? Dude, I hated nap time, dude. I was always too old for nap time. We were in kindergarten and Mrs. Oh, shit. How do I forget her name? Mrs. Antoine. Wow, she was the best kindergarten teacher. And we had nap time. She'd be like, all right, class, time for nap time. I'd be like, oh, come on, dude. My mom would give me a blanket. And she'd be like, here's for nap time. And I would always sit. I would always lay down. Dude, I would never sleep. Bro, they had nap time? Don't have school if you're going to have a nap time in it. Wait till the kids are a little bit older and then send them to school. We had nap time and we would lay down and I would always be like, hey, yo, what's up? I remember talking to fucking Justin McKinnon, by the way, who was the guy in the last episode that I said, Jordan with the slam, Justin McKinnon, I would talk to him through the cubbies. I would be like, hey man, what's up? And he'd be like, yo, what's up, dude? And then fucking Sumatra would be like, it's nap time, dude. Shut the fuck up. Sumatra was fucking, dude, she stole an answer from me once when I was in kindergarten, dude. She was like, no, I wasn't in kindergarten. Oh, this is probably like second grade, but the teacher was asking questions and I said it out loud, like under my breath. And then she raised her hand and said the answer. And I was like, what the fuck, you stole it from me? And she said, well, don't say your answers out loud if you ain't going to raise your hand. And I was like, life lesson, dude. Life lesson from Sumatra, dude. Life lesson from Sumatra, man. She straight up turned around and said, then don't be saying your shit out loud if you ain't want to fucking raise your hand.
I ain't Suck got ass. No motherfucker.
So hit the wrong one. Yes, man. Always hit the wrong one. Woohoo! They're too close together. Nothing is my fault, dude. Nothing is my fault. They're too close together. I didn't put them there. One fire did. That's why he's on fire. End the story, dude. You know? Butters, shut the fuck up. You're an incel. Dude, Butters been doing this shit just like... Look, you hear him? Shut the fuck up. Dude, you got dogs. They're incels. All dogs are incels. Butters had sex once. Butters has a kid. Butters has two kids. One time I would hang out with this chick. And we were at my... Oh, man, this is so long ago. We were at my apartment. And we were hanging out. And we look over. And Butters was stuck in her dog. You ever see fucking... You know dogs' penises? They're like fucking grappling hooks. They go in. And then they fucking... swell up and they can't get out. That pretty much ensures insemination, and I know this. And so they were fucking, and then his penis got caught, and I look over and I went, what the fuck? And she was like, oh my god, what the fuck? And I tried to grab Butters out of the other dog, and you're not supposed to do that. Butters was so like, what the fuck is going on, dude? So he's not really an incel because he did fuck. And he has two kids, dude. He has two dog kids. She gave one away, and another one, I don't know. Maybe she still has. I haven't talked to her in fucking years. But Butters has two fucking sons or something. Butters is a fucking... Dude, Butters is gangster, dude. He fucked. One time I was in science class, and they were talking about how, we're talking about sex and procreation, and I was like, how come sex feels so good though? And she was like, well, they had to make it feel good so we would do it and we would populate the world. And then I honestly think about that every 3 weeks, so that's cool. Ah, dude.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Dude, if there was ever a fucking reason... Like, we know here at Congratulations, if you're part of this cult and if you fucking understand that one day we will be in a log cabin and one day we'll be in the high grass sharing ideas, that we're not, you know, we try to limit the fucking CUDA shit as much as we can, but these gender reveal things are getting out of control, okay? Somebody fucking died because there was a gender reveal explosion. Okay? Somebody died because there was a gender reveal. Let's read about this. Reveal explosion. Oh my God, look at this. Look at this. Explosion at gender reveal party kills woman, officials say. It's always officials say. Family members at the party were expectant parents, where expectant parents were announcing the sex of their baby, inadvertently created a pipe bomb. I mean, Jesus, that killed a woman in Iowa. Jesus. I mean, a woman in Iowa died during a gender reveal announcement on Saturday after flying debris from an explosion from what amounted to a homemade pipe bomb struck her. Jesus. The woman died instantly after she was struck in the head by a piece of metal from a device that was intended. Jesus, man, this article is brutal. Was it a boy or a girl? Dude, at least tell us. Oh, my God. A hole had been drilled in the side for a fuse. A piece of wood was placed on top of the gunpowder. Oh, bad idea. And colored powder was placed on top of the board. Tape was then wrapped over the top of the metal tubing, inadvertently creating a pipe bomb. I mean, 45 feet from the device. The projectile that struck her continued 144 yards farther through the air and landed in a field. Oh, man, you know what, man? That's so sad. God. Oh, there's another one here. In Australia, a car that began slowly expelling blue smoke to announce the gender of a baby burst into flames. The driver who jumped out of the vehicle was convicted of dangerous operation of a car. Australians, dude. I got an idea. Let's put blue smoke in the exhaust, huh? Well, don't you think that's maybe a little bit of a dangerous operation? Yeah, it doesn't matter though, right? Because you just fucking put it in there, and then the blue smoke will come out of the back of the fucking thing. Everyone will be like, it's a boy, right? Then it'll be fucking all exciting. Is it worth it, though, eh? Well, yeah, it's worth it, right? Because they'll be like, hey, it's a boy, and then I'll pull over, and they'll be like, oh, my God. Yeah, and we'll all get, like, a hug, you know? And there'll be all the blue smoke around. It'll be great for Instagram. Yeah, well, what if the car catches fire? It's not going to catch fire, mate. Just fucking... All right, it caught fire. Jump out. It's a boy, for fuck's sake, I'll just tell you. It's a fucking boy. Open up. God damn it, tack and roll, eh? You know they were in one of those bullshit fucking cars that are like half trucks, half cars. Get out. Get out. It's a boy, I'll just tell you. Get out. It's blue smoke. You can see. Get the fuck out of the car. Get out. Dude, just don't do a gender reveal fucking thing. Just say, hey, it's a boy. Or get a fucking... thing and be like, there, this is a boy. Look, I got a boy thing. Here's a onesie. Anything for Instagram is so, so stupid. How about the fucking balloon that flew away and the guy was so bitch trying to catch it? Dude, the balloon fucking flew away. And he was like, and they were trying to bat it and it fucking flew away. And the guy tried to grab it and he fell over the fence trying to get it. Hey, guy, let it go. Just say boy. Hey, dude, don't die. Just let it go, turn to your wife, and say boy. These companies, dude, that fucking do it all together, and they're like, we know the gender, and we put it in the cake, eat the cake, and they slice the cake, and it's pink. It's like such a fucking, why are you making it harder to have a baby? Hey, having a baby is already real hard. Gender reveal goes hilariously wrong. Watch till the end. Here's the other thing, too. Videos are always 1 minute long, and it says watch to the end. Dude, I got the time, man. It's 1 minute long. Oh, wow, this guy is hilarious. This guy looks like he would play fucking baseball in 1998. Look at him. Wow, dude. He fancies himself an athlete. Look, he tries to... he tries to jump the fence and fucking falls. And all the kids are running after it. Wow, dude. Man, don't do gender reveal. Anything for Instagram, don't do those things. That's the thing. Everything became such a show now. Everything became such a show. That's why everyone's showing their fucking look. Dude, titties were rampant in Halloween, and now titties are a fucking pandemic because of Instagram. I liked titties. Hey, dude, I liked titties. Titties were all gravy, man. Titties and midsections and shit and thighs. I was a red-blooded American male. Instagram made me hate titties, bro. How you gonna make me hate titties? How you gonna make me roll my eyes at titties? I was a red-blooded American male up until Instagram. Now I'm a fucking old man robot. Instagram, how you gonna make me hate titties? So many titties, dude. Halloween, all right, dude. Oh, walking into a party, all right, okay, we get it. How much? What? How much money for me to burst inside you? What do you mean? What do you mean, dude? Titties fucking suck, dude. You know I'm playing. Titties rip. You know I'm playing, dude. Titties fucking rip. Isn't that crazy? How dumb are guys when they see titties? You know how dumb guys are? This is how dumb guys are. Now, I'm going to be straight up honest with you guys. I don't really watch porn, okay? Your boy likes to use his mind. I don't really watch porn that much. I'm not saying I don't, but here's how dumb guys are. When you fucking go to, like, whatever it is, Pornhub or X Videos or fucking whatever the hell it is, I'm looking at it right now. Wow. Okay. You see all the videos, you see the thumbnails, you pick the one you like, and you click on it, and you look, and you start looking at titties, all right? Then they show other thumbnails under that video, and the video's already popping. You're already where you are. You fucking eating, my motherfucker. You understand? You're doing what you set out to do. You start the porns, you watch the porns. You fucking watching the shit and you're in it. And you got a fucking thing going. Your dick's starting to brekkakakakak, right? Your dick's starting to fucking brekkakakakakakak. You know what I mean? You got your diving board all set up. Your diving board's all set up, dude. Now, it's illegal to have a diving board nowadays in L.A., but your diving board's all set up, okay? You got your caution fucking shit up. It says, caution, be careful diving. Anyway, so you're watching the video. This is how dumb I am. This is how dumb guys are. You'll start looking at the other thumbnails, and you'll be like, oh, but what about that one? When you're already doing what you want. That's how dumb guys are. You're like, oh, but what about the other one? That chick is cool. Oh, but the way the positions are on the other one looks pretty cool. Then you'll click on that one, and then you fucking start watching that one, and then they got more thumbnails, and then you're watching that one. You know what I mean? You ever been having sex, and you're like, yeah, but what else is going on? Huh? That's the goal. You're watching porn and you turn into a fucking 90s comic. Eh, so what else is going on in the world? Let's click these other thumbnails. Anyway, what else is going on in the news? Click this one. Oh, yeah. Anyway, what else is going on? Eh, what else is going on in the news? Oh, yeah. Cool. I told you the time I fucking went into the Starbucks and I had been watching porn earlier and I opened up the computer and I fucking was right at the part where the girl was like, oh, yeah, and I closed the fucking laptop. Dude, that's the hottest part of porn is when the girl is like so in it and she's just, I don't like all the shit when the porn is like, when the girl's like, Oh, yeah, give it to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, you like that? Like, dude, relax. What is this fucking river dance? Stop trying. The show? The show? Hey, hey, sweetheart, when you're having sex and you're like, and the girl's, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Hey, sweetheart, are the credits at the end of this? Whenever I would have sex, whenever I would do that, when I used to have sex and stuff, like, with like chicks, and I would do it, and then they'd be like, oh yeah, and I would be like, hey, hey, I would stop and I'd be like, who's producing this? And she'd say, what? And I'd say, well, this is Ghost Protocol. And she'd say, what do you mean? And I'd say, well, this is Ghost Protocol starring Tom Cruise with the way you're acting. She'd say, I don't get it. And I'd say, you're not part of this podcast. Do it real, man. Sex is real life, so why fucking gloss it up, bro? That's like that contour shit that people wear. You know, whether you're a guy or a girl, you contour your face, man. What is this, kabuki theater? Hey, who's producing it when you see someone with contour? Hey, but who's producing this? What? Well, you're in a movie. What? That would be so hilarious to walk up to a chick who had such hard contour on and you just say, hey, who's producing? What? And we say, well, we're on set. She says, what do you mean? This is Starbucks. Well, where are the cameras, sweetheart? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? You've got makeup for a movie on. Wow, dude, you'd be canceled. You'd be canceled. She would pretend like she was a victim, and you'd be canceled. It's like that shit with the fucking Michael Che with the SNL when they tried to fucking, when he made the joke about Kanye West and it was all okay. Everything was okay until he mentioned fucking Caitlyn Jenner and then everyone went nuts about it. Dude, it's legitimately a good joke. When Michael Che was like, he was saying like, Kanye West is a white lady now because he's like fucking into whatever he was saying. He was into fashion, voting for Trump, and he's like complains about whatever the fuck the joke was. And he was like, he turned into an old white lady. And then it showed a picture of Caitlyn Jenner. And it was like, by the way, I remember another guy who moved to Calabasas. And that was where the joke stopped. And it was like, okay, Bruce Jenner turned into a fucking old white lady as well. And that's a fucking funny joke. Whatever, you know? Whatever or not, you think it's funny, it's a joke. And there was this fucking article, dude, that came out on, was it IndieWire? I don't want to get this wrong, actually. What was it? It was on IndieWire. Here it is. Yeah, IndieWire. Saturday Night Live, Michael Che's Caitlyn Jenner joke wasn't funny. It was hate speech. Oh, dude, what? Hey, are you all right, writer? Dude, hate speech? Imagine SNL doing hate speech. You want to be a fucking victim or what? Some people, they just want to be victims. I swear to God. Look at this. Over the week, this was so funny. Over the weekend, Saturday Night Live head writer Michael Che told a joke at the, by the way, Michael Che's fucking hilarious. Fan of Michael Che. Nice guy. Love the dude. Told a joke at the expense of Caitlyn Jenner. That the joke totally bombed did not seem to bother headstrong comedian who giggled along with co-host Colin Jost. By the way, oh, there's another guy who's fucking awesome, Colin Jost, such a nice guy, and fucking hilarious. Didn't really bomb. The joke didn't bomb. Also, even if it did, who cares? This is not the first time Che has come under scrutiny. Whatever, that's because he's a fucking talented comedian, and any talented comedian comes under scrutiny. Straight male comedians using transgender people as a punchline bag for their unfunny jokes. Che's so-called joke. I love this, dude. The writer calls it a so-called joke. What do you know about jokes? Who knows more about jokes? You or Michael Che? Who knows more about jokes? You or the head writer of SNL? He said the singer was turning into an old white lady. He elaborated, I mean, he used to be one of the coolest black dudes on the world. Now he's showing up at events in sweatpants, orthopedic sneakers, and listening to Kenny G. That was the joke. It's way funnier than what I said. And trying to get black people to like Trump. Funny. How long before this guy changed his name to Kathy? Funny. Taking on his joke, the joke is fine, even mildly funny. If Che had stopped there, it would have been a perfectly acceptable quip that didn't necessarily even reference trans people, much less in a disrespectful way. But Che had to go and bring Caitlyn Jenner into it. Now you think that I'm crazy, but about 5 years ago, there was a fellow named Bruce Jenner, and he moved to Calabasas. There you go. That was the thing. In one short sentence, Che manages to use the word fella, the incorrect pronoun, and Jenner's previous name. Okay, but he was a guy, right? He misgenders her, dead names her, and actively calls her a word that is safe to assume she would never use to describe herself, okay? As a refresher, Sakak, the writer, as a refresher, using a trans person's birth name is referred to as dead naming and is considered an act of violence. Okay? Dude, it's okay, you know? You're going to be, like, you're, that's not an act of violence, all right? That's just somebody saying some shit on, as a joke on Saturday Night Live. That's not an act of violence. And as a matter of fact, is even, what's an act of violence? Is a threat an act of violence? Is somebody saying, like, hey, I'm going to fucking fuck you up? Is that an act of violence? Or is an act of violence like striking someone? I don't know. What do you think? Even saying something is not an act of violence. I mean, it can incite an act of violence, maybe. I don't see how it is. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm a fucking idiot when it comes to this shit and definitely talking out of my ass. But holy fuck, that shit made me laugh when I read that part. Like, if you want to be included, if you want to be, if inclusion is real and you want to be accepted, then guess what, dude? You get jokes coming your way. If you want to be included, here come the jokes. Dude, make fun of me all day long. A lot of these people, and this is the victims thing has gone out of control, dude. There are real victims out there that have been through real shit. It's like, don't fucking take that from them, man. It sucks, dude. Also, that shit, these articles, no joke, are what's going to get Trump elected again. That's what's going to get Trump elected again, 100%. The two things that Trump is going to get Trump elected again, and he's going to get elected again. These are the two things that are going to get him elected again. Articles like that, tweets and shit like that, and also the horrible Democratic fucking choices. The only guys that can win, I think, are either Warren, but I actually don't think she can win, and Buttigieg. But Buttigieg will not be the one that is picked. So four more years. I'd vote for Buttigieg in a fucking heartbeat, but he won't be picked as the nominee, and that sucks. I would love to see him as president. Just a level-headed guy, you know? I would love to see a level-headed guy. I'd love to see a guy that doesn't tweet every day about crazy shit. Say what you want about fucking Trump or whatever the fuck, but Trump is hilarious, man. It's too bad that I'm worried if somebody picked. What I'm actually worried about is I'm not worried about because I don't think it'll happen. But like, if somebody picks, if another guy gets in office and it's not Trump, that, I mean, Trump made it go one way so far that if we pick somebody like Bernie or Warren, even like, that ripple just open way, way more, and then we're and then it'll divide the country even harder, and then an actual war will come out. We'll start. That's what I'm worried about. You need someone level-headed, man. You need someone that's just gonna look at. You can't pick someone that's too left now, because it'll fuck up. It'll be really fucking interesting to see what the fuck happens. I hate talking about politics. I really fucking hate it, so I'm not going to do it. Here's an ad break.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yeah, dude. So it's a weird thing about this whole. I feel like some people. Now, I'm not talking about, just so you know, I'm not talking about fucking trans anymore. I'm not talking about anything. I'm just talking about victimhood and people who. A lot of people are calling victim when you're not a victim or are playing the victim. A lot of people, they don't want these people. You know, they don't want to be equal. They want superiority, you know? Because it's natural to want to be superior, dude. Fucking it's awesome to be superior in every single way. When I go on stage, I want to be some of the people's favorite comedian. That's it. Then I check myself and I'm like, you know what? I'm not for everybody. Not everybody's for everybody. That's what makes comedy good. I hope that fucking people also like Theo Von. I don't know. It's a fucking weird world we live in. Case in point, fucking Jeffrey Epstein was fucking killed for sure. Didn't need his brother looking into it to know that. Didn't his brother look into it and found out like there was like a, it was more consistent with homicide than it and the shit. Rogan's been reposting the funniest fucking shit about Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah. The last one killed me. This one. The Babirusa is a wild pig whose tusks can grow so long they curve backwards, ultimately impaling their skulls and accidentally killing them, unlike Jeffrey Epstein, who was killed on purpose. Oh, wait, just open more seats in Florida. Okay. That's cool. I got to tell my opener because he's been fucking. Hold on. This is so annoying. Let me just tell you what's going on here. Yes, just opened. Tell them to get ticks now. Only 450 opened. So I sold out in the, what do you call it? Florida, Hollywood, Florida. And they opened more seats. And my opener, Mike, is from Florida, and he's always like, oh, I got a lot of comps. And I'm like, bro, he's like, can I get like 20 comps? And you don't understand, like, that's like hundreds and hundreds of dollars for me, like, if I give him 20 comps. And also, No. You know what I mean? Like, bags, does it matter? Of course, no dents. I mean, I looked for dents in my bank account the other day. I saw zero. And still no. It is. I mean, I had a chain made from a jeweler, but still no. Right? Right? You feel what I'm saying? So, also, people who ask for tickets, like, go fuck yourself, man. Like, it's actually fine if I know you kind of and you're like, hey, can I get like two tickets? Yeah. I know people, it's not about the money. I get it. People like to feel hooked up. They like to feel special. All right, cool. But also, like, if you're fucking 40 and like your buddy is like doing a show and you make a good living, like, just fucking buy the tickets, man. Like, buy the tickets. Or at least say, like, or at least offer, you know? Hey, man, I'm happy to pay. I really want to come see you. You know, even that. Even though it's like the guy's going to say, nah, just do it. I think I hit up Louis Capaldi for fucking tickets, though. I feel bad now saying that. I don't remember if I did that or not. But I shouldn't do that. Or no, maybe I don't remember if I tried to buy him or not. But anyway, dude. Tell Andrew. One fucking idiot on StubHub bought. I doubt that's true. That's true. Mike is saying an idiot on StubHub bought 1,000. That's not true. Tickets. That's not true. Right? I mean, dude, Mike is so dumb, dude. That's not true. It's sold out. Like, what? It's sold out, bro. Like, what? Anyway. So that's what's up. Oh, cool. Got a lot of mucus. Anyway. I'll go soon. Dude, the group text is going off, and Mike Linocci said a bunch of stuff. And then he said, what the heck? And then he said, why is no one saying anything? What a bitch. What a bitch. Why is no one saying anything? There's five of us. Bro, how about when you're in a group chat? Let me tell you, I bet chicks are not like this. Dudes are like this, and it's annoying. We'll be in a group chat, and fucking, there's like three guys talking, and then you forget two other guys are even in it because they never talk, dude. There's two dudes in this group chat that never fucking talk, man. Get talking, man. Get fucking talking. It's called Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf Crew. Who is it? It's fucking Mark Hayes, Mike Linocci, Craig Conant, who never says a fucking word because he texts like this with one finger, bro. Oh, my God. He texts one finger. Look at Mike's texting me a fucking thing here. Look. Look at this. What's this? The way he's fucking... Mike's sending me something and I'm pissed already. Look. I text my agent and he wrote, Mike is saying an idiot on StubHub bought 1,200 tickets. That's not true, right? He said, well, considering there's only 63 tickets on StubHub, then how? Also, it would have been flagged if one person bought 1,200 seats. Where is he getting this info? This is what I write back. Well, you see, Mike is fucking, and in caps, very dumb. So I don't know. I don't. No. Now we group text them together. Here's how we do it, dude. Andrew Russell, Mike Linocci. Add Mike Linocci. Mike Linocci. Just a day in my life. Hey, Mike. Now I write this. You're dumb, huh? To the agent. There you go. Off to the races. Hey, Mike, you're dumb, huh? I love being a guy. Chicks don't do this shit. I love being a guy. What was I going to text the other day? Oh, I got a buddy that's got no clue with chicks, man. He zeroed in on a chick the other day who has a boyfriend, by the way, 40 minutes, zeroed into her like a fucking drunk Brent Morin. Just zeroed in. It wasn't Brent Morin. Zeroed in on a girl for 40 minutes and started talking to her. So close, dude. And afterwards, he was like, so I guess she likes me. And I was like, bro, that's not good. That's not good. Dude, listen to me, guys. Listen to me, incels, all right? Take it from your boy. If you're talking to a girl for 40 minutes, you best be at dinner solo with her. If you're monopolizing a girl's time in a public setting with a bunch of people, for 40 minutes, in between her legs, Sahara. If you pop in and out like you're a boxer, if you're stinging like a bee, floating like a butterfly, pat, 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 and you talk to someone else, pat, 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 talking to someone else, in between her legs, waterfalls. Okay? That's the thing, dude. You want to fucking get some? You don't monopolize a girl's time for 40 minutes in a public setting. You don't do that, dude. Especially while she's working, dude. That's not how it works, bro. Sahara. All good, Sahara. All right? Now, if you pop in and out like you're the fucking neighbor from Home Improvement, if she can't really see you, if the fence is up above your face and you got a fisherman's hat on and it's covering your forehead, and the only thing you can see are your eyes, then all of a sudden, who's that guy? Pop, pop, popping in and out. All of a sudden, trickling down the thighs. Wet knees. You understand? If you pop in and out in a conversation, if you're, yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, I know a guy who does that. Oh, it's funny too. Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, I've been to Taiwan too. Talk to you later. Gonna go spend some time with my boys. Then all of a sudden, whoopsie daisy, wet knees. But if you're, for 40 minutes, and she's, yeah, then Tumbleweed City. This is my friend talking to a girl for 40 minutes. This is my friend. This is my friend fucking talking to a chick. Ah, fuck yeah. Timing it is so bad, but who cares? This is my friend talking to a chick. Just kids watching Tumbleweeds. Wow, this is actually the most beautiful thing I've ever seen on YouTube. Just so many Tumbleweeds, and this family's watching, and the kids are laughing. Fuck yeah, dude. Wow, that what's a better fucking sound than that kid laughing? Here, this is my buddy talking to a chick. This is my buddy talking to a chick for 40 minutes.
Tumbleweed.
That's him. That's him talking to a chick. Doing that. That's my buddy. That's my buddy talking to a chick. And this? Tumbling tumbleweeds. And this is me talking to a chick. Fucking popping in and out, dude. Dude, keep them wet. Keep those knees wet, baby. pop in and out? What's happening here? Why is this happening?
About Jim Carrey, but he made his first appearance.
Why
on
did
American
that? The next
television?
Thing that came up. All right. Anyway, dude. Whatever, man. Don't fucking guys who zero in are the worst, man. Every time I look at my friend, he's talking to her, and he's defying gravity the way he's leaning forward. He's like Michael Jackson in the fucking video, Smooth Criminal. He's like doing the fucking the lean forward, and she's defying gravity. Way back on her heels. Dude, he'll talk to a chick for an hour and a half. Look at this. Oh, wow. Oh, this is the great. This is the greatest. One idiot bought on StubHub $1,200. Okay, this is how dumb my fucking opener is. I write, tell Andrew, I doubt that that's true. So then I write both of them. Hey, Mike, you're dumb, huh? And then Andrew writes, where are you getting this info that one person bought 1,200 tickets? Mike says, that's not what I said, asshole. I said my buddy spent $1,200. No, he didn't. Fuck yes. I have fucking evidence right here. This is what he said. Nope. Nope. Oh, dude. Here we go. Nope. That's not how you said it. Exactly how he said it here. Oh, fuck. I made a print. That's what you said. That means only that someone bought 1,200 tickets. Wow, you're dumb. Even dumber. Look at how I do it. Than I thought. I'm not. No, nothing is ever my fault. Oh, I mean common sense, man. He writes, man with two N's. I mean common sense, Michael, man. That is common sense. One idiot bought on StubHub 1,200. That means one thing, dude. Somebody bought 1,200 of something. Wow. That's it, dude. Now I'm pissed. Yes! Dude, everything was fine, and now I'm pissed. Yes! Anyway, dude, pop in and out when you're talking to a girl. Pop, pop, pop. It's boxing, dude. Means one thing. All right, dude. I'm being so respectful on you guys and literally texting while I'm. Oh, look, he wrote, like, if I put a. No, I'm not. No, no. Right, I'm doing it. Dude, I'm not a grammar police. I'm not a grammar police, man. That means literally one thing. One idiot bought on StubHub 1,200. That means one thing. If you had said a guy bought tickets for $1,200, that'd be another thing. Yes, I'm right. Yes. Dude, if you don't text like this, if you don't sweat in your armpits when you text, you ain't shit. Someone to resell them. He said, like, who would buy 1,200 tickets? Oh, are you a fucking elephant, dude? You didn't say it was your friend. You said one. All right, anyway, dude. I'm out, dude. This is it. I'm going to do this all day now.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm going to do this all day. Yes, yes, yes.
You guys are awesome, man. Text me, 818-239-7087. You got those Life Rips hoodies you can get. Foxwoods, Bethlehem, Rochester, Royal Oak. You can see me on all the shits. I'm going to be in Detroit, Tampa, Melbourne, Florida, Hollywood, El Paso, Houston, Peoria, and Chicago, Illinois. All right, you guys are great. Thank you so much for listening. And keep it real, my baby. Congratulations!
Thank you.